Hello, this is Joshua Weatherford, and I'm with the Wisconsin State Legislative Board. I'm sitting here today with Chuck Schultz.
How's it going?
Eric Stroik.
Hello.
And Tony Diamond.
Good evening.
All right, so today we're sitting here at the round table, and we're just here to talk about the Wisconsin State Legislative Board.
So about 4 years ago, we introduced some crew van safety legislation. And it had to do with flashing light on the top of the van like a school bus. And because, you know, obviously we get relieved in the middle of nowhere usually. So, yeah. And with reflective tape on the back, also with mechanical records and inspections. So anyway, and so we actually went down to Madison, lobbied for it, tried to get it through, or tried to introduce it to the system, mm-hmm. and a lot of resistance. And the truth is, it's merely safety. I mean, you don't read it backwards, and there's a subliminal message.
It's safety, but it still gets political.
Well, that's true, but unfortunately, nothing happened with it. I mean, nobody wanted to do anything because we are labor,
right?
And because the Republicans have the majority right now in Wisconsin, so unfortunately.
But we'll keep pushing.
Yes, we are. Yep.
How about you, Eric?
How about me? What? legislation, safety.
Yeah, safety. Our crew van bill. You were down in Madison lobbying for it, if I remember correctly.
We are the lobbyists of the board.
Ooh, we are. How many of us are lobbyists?
All four of us.
No, it was. I mean, it's a good experience to get down and try to work through some of this stuff and see where we can hopefully move it forward. But as was already pointed out, there is some resistance. And at the end of the day, our goal is we're just trying to be sure that everyone that goes to work on the railroad in the state of Wisconsin comes back in the same condition that they left in. Everyone goes home safe at the end of the day. And not just us, but the general public. I mean, we tend to, as engineers, look out for our communities we live in, work in. And we see things go on in every day. So when we're looking out the window, we're taking notice of different things that sometimes people don't see every day.
You know, it's sad too, because I mean, we were in Jerry Petrowski's office.
Yep.
And he was pretty receptive, but it just, he knows it wasn't going to go anywhere because it's labor based. And that was really disappointing, you know. So.
Well, and it's just the climate. I mean,
it shouldn't have to be that way though.
And you hear time and time again, right? Your vote matters.
Well,
there's consequences.
They do. I know it's. I know everybody's getting burnt out, but they do have consequences.
How do you deal with when you walk into an office and they're not receptive?
So me and Tony went around the Capitol. Right, me and him were down there. So we went into Fitzgerald's office, and so we walk in, and Tony was the first one through the door. You remember that?
I am vaguely.
So this lady met us. And she's looking up at Tony like, what are you doing here? Like, we were going to get tasered. And we just explained to him, we're just here. It was actually ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Because we were there just to talk to her. You remember that?
Yes.
Well, we got into a little scuff. Or not scuff, but...
Verbal debate. Yes. I remember that individual. And it was challenging to... Because it was a verbal tennis match, and
did you deserve it?
No, we didn't deserve. I don't feel we deserved what. I understood possibly where he believed that we should go with it, but we, as a labor organization, even the company that hires the cab companies, we have nothing to do with the cab company's insurance company. It's between the cab facility and the insurance company and how their relationship is, where this person said we should be talking to their insurance agent to get these items accomplished.
And it was ridiculous.
Yes. And we, like we said, we had a verbal
tennis match.
And it ultimately ended as, he would check into it for us because his, I think it was Senator, I can't remember his name now. And it was Senator somebody's staff member said he would get back to us on it. And so we left and we were kind of
disheartened
a little bit, yes, because we had run into mild opposition that day, because you know you have to go to all the offices. You cannot leave out offices. No matter what you're going to encounter, you have to walk through that door.
So okay, so my question is, I mean, when you went down there, so you did you get a different vibe? And not to categorize, but I mean, just to kind of give you, did you get a different vibe from one party representative than you did another?
Yes, but not always.
Okay.
Like I said, you have to walk through those doors. And sometimes you do get a person that can understand no matter who you are and will at least listen and present to their boss, as it were. And that's, in essence, when I go down there, that's what I'm hopeful for. I'm hopeful to at least meet somebody that is half willing to listen. Because if they're half willing to listen, you might be able to get them to change. If they're not,
they're human, so try to get their human aspect of
it. One office that I remember walking into that I wasn't expecting the response that we got was Representative Tolcom. He was, as soon as we walked in, he real friendly greeted us and found out that we worked for the railroad, and he worked for the railroad when he was younger, going through college, and that just spun into a great conversation of what we're trying to do with our crew van legislation, and kind of spun into
a quality conversation of what we could expect as opposition. Mm-hmm. Maybe look at these individuals, those individuals as allies. It was a very nice conversation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, all four of us were down there. We've all been in the Capitol. Eric was also there too. So, you know, there was a lot of good conversations.
And
know,
even but, with Governor Walker's
aide.
Like he was,
yeah, the little room that he took us to back in the weeds, down, as it were.
But yeah, that conversation went really well too. You could tell that he liked the railroad though.
That seems to be the consensus. Everyone, when we go down there, at least, you know, typically we get a pretty good audience listening. But again, do we get any kind of
results?
Results or direction, or you know, and I guess we keep plugging away. But
yeah, I mean, you try to do this all in like maybe a day and a half or something, you know, to try to save to set up as many appointments as you can.
Even though the cold walk-ins.
Yeah.
Because sometimes catching individuals off guard, or
some of them are cold though.
Well, yes, but sometimes you have to catch those individuals off guard a little bit. That is the game, as it were.
Element of surprise.
Well, we went to Fitzgerald's office, and like I said, I mean, I can't describe the look on her face. I mean, I really can't, which was unwarranted. I mean, we were just there. We were just wanted to talk to her, but just the look on her face. And so it inspired us to go to Governor Walker's office shortly right after that. Mm-hmm. So off we went. So
when you got that feeling, you gotta take it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we try. You know, you try. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we were in D.C. and we went and talked with Representative Paul Ryan's aide.
That's great. Oh yeah. Yeah.
And that was a fantastic conversation.
Yeah. Because we had asked him. 2 years ago, it was here in the state that they wanted to try to, or 3 years ago, I'm sorry, 3 years ago, they wanted to try to make trespassing legal on all railroad property in Wisconsin here. So we went, and that was one of the discussions that we had with them there. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. So
I had a similar experience, actually. Glenn Grothman's aide was actually a UWSP graduate. So, you know, we had a little bit of a talk there outside of one of the hearing rooms at the Capitol, but. You know, not necessarily on the Wisconsin subject, other than it's one of our representatives that every now and then you make a nice little connection, and whether it influences them above or not, who knows, but we make the attempt.
I know every time, like Tammy Baldwin, she's been a real supporter of rail in Wisconsin. So every time we've talked to her about something, or it's always been received really well, and she's always pushed the issue. So
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's important to build those relationships with our representatives and our community.
Yeah. Actually, she was, I think she was a sponsor of the Safe Right Act in 2008. So, but yeah, she is a fan of labor, so that's good. A rail labor, I'm sorry. And labor.
And individuals need to understand when they go into these offices, they're people. I've met an individual that was had participated in Jousting International, where he put on a suit of armor and jousted. I mean, how cool is that? He had the helmet right up on the counter. I was like, hey, you know, I thought it was just an item of personality, and instead it turned out that this person was jousting. I mean, climbing on a horse, holding a stick.
Yeah, that is unusual, actually.
That's one way to get some aggressions out.
Oh, yeah. No, overall, I mean, we try to get things done. We all try to work together and, you know, just do sensible stuff. It's not like, the legislation that we came up with is just absolute plain and simple.
It's less than a page.
It's no nonsense, you know, just safety is what it's downright safety. So it's a shame.
Bare bones as it gets.
And I think it's a shame. A shame that nobody's taken into consideration.
We are seeing results of that, though. I just saw on the board's Facebook page a Hulk-on on a truck, and oddly enough, it had all of the reflector tape
in the back.
That was an item for those that relieve crews at crossings, you know, something to say, hey, be aware in this area. And then I do still wish for the flashing light to cause individuals to see more attention to the possibility.
See a school bus a mile away.
Right. Not only that, but at night, you know, when you see flashing yellow lights at night and reflective tape, you automatically think of emergency vehicles and people are going to be around it.
Yeah, you know someone's there.
You know someone's there. And that's really what it was all about.
Hold on here. Did anybody pick up that Tony said he saw on Facebook?
Now we're getting somewhere.
Tony has fought Facebook for a long time here. Congratulations, Tony. It's 2018. The year's almost over, and you're on Facebook.
Yeah. Somebody tripped me.
Speaking of our social media sites, we also have a website for the Wisconsin State Legislative Board. That's wislb.org that everyone should check out. We have some awesome tools down at the bottom that will connect you with OSHA, the FRA, all kinds of good stuff.
Governor's office, you name it.
We've tried to make it universal for anything you might need. And if there is something, you know, please get a hold of us.
Railroad Retirement Board.
Labor
organizations.
Insurance agencies. Yep. We tried to make it a one-stop shop in that regard.
So put it in your bookmarks. You can use it. With that being said, we're going to sign off. Thank you guys for sitting down
Thank you,
with me. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.